Hello and welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I know that if you'll stay tuned to the broadcast at God's Word will encourage you. Man's Word don't always bring that encouragement, but it's God's Word that is faithful. He watches over His Word to perform it. So let's just see what the Holy Ghost has for us. I don't know about you, but I need encouragement. I don't know about you, but I need a touch from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I need to be uplifted in the Word, and that's what I'm believing God for this day. So stay tuned. Right now, I want to pray with you, and if you have any need in your life, join with me in prayer, and let's believe God. Let's believe God together that God hears and answers prayer, and He's going to touch us this day. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on the name that's above every name. That's the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, that you help us in this hour that we're in. For those that need healing in their bodies, heal them. For those that need salvation, give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again, and that the only way into you, God the Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, for those that need healing in their bodies, God, that you reach down and touch them in the name of Jesus and heal their bodies and make them whole. And I pray for those that have children that are run away, God, that you bring them home safe and keep them from evil. And those that are bound by drugs and alcohol, let them know that the deliverance is in you. You can set free, be made whole, be made delivered, and be made in the right mind. And, Lord, I pray for our country and our nation and ask, God, that you bring revival to America. Let it begin in our hearts and our souls. And we thank you that you hear and that you answer prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week on the broadcast, I talk about, out of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, I talked about the Apostle Paul when he was coming to the end of his life, and he had been weathered many things through his ministry. The Bible tells us that he'd been in prison, he'd been beaten with rods, he'd been shipwrecked, he'd been stoned and left for dead, as a whole list of things that he had gone through to preach the gospel. But now at this writing, he was facing soon to be beheaded for the cause of Christ. And in 2 Timothy verse 6, and I want to continue this message that I started last week, Paul said, I am now ready. And I think about his life, the verses ahead he had written, he told him, he said, be instant in season and out of season. Don't be afraid to preach. When the doors open, stand up and preach. And go on and do what God has called you. But he said, I'm now ready. And when you look through the Word of God, the people that had the victory, the ones in the Word of God, they were now ready, saints of God. They were now ready to do what God had called them to do. They were now ready. When God told Joshua to march around Jericho, he was now ready. He didn't have a debate system. He didn't call in the board of directors. He didn't check and see if it was going to offend anybody that if he marched around Jericho. He was now ready to get the army up and do what God told him to do. And a walk of faith will make you now ready. And when he was now ready to make that walk of faith, I said when Joshua and the army was now ready to make that walk of faith, I said when Joshua and the army was now ready to make that walk of faith, the walls of Jericho came down and God gave them that great city. And before they went in, God had melted the hearts of the enemy. You got to know today that when you're now ready to do what God has told you to do, that the hearts of your enemy are melting in them right now. The devil can't stand before the blood of Jesus. The devil can't stand before a man or a woman that's now ready. And a man and woman that's now ready has on the whole armor of God. And when Joshua was now ready to do what God told him to do, and when he marched around on that seventh time around, the walls came down. A walk of faith. He was now ready to make a walk of faith. And I'm telling you right now, you got to be now ready to do what God has called you to do. The devil will put all kind of doubt and thoughts in your mind. But faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Joshua heard the Word of God. If he heard the word of his enemies, it would have been something else. But he heard the Word of God, and he acted, and he did the Word of God. He was now ready to do the Word of God. And because he was now ready to do the Word of God, he had the victory. God gave him Jericho. God gave him a mighty walled city. The walls came down because he was now ready man. man of God? Oh, are you a now ready man of God? Or a woman of God? Or are you just laying the back? Just taking in and soaking in the things that the enemy said. A woman called me the other day and she said, I'm just hoping this ain't gonna happen, and I'm hoping this ain't gonna happen, and this and this. I said, whoa, wait a minute. The Bible says in Amos 3:3, how can two walk together except they agree? And I want you to know, if you're going to walk with God, if you're going to be a now ready child of God, you got to agree with His Word. How can two walk together except they agree? You got to agree on the Word of God. You can't say, I hope and I wish and I hope this happens. If the Word of God says that you can be now ready on it, if the Word of God states it, then you can back up and say, hey, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, I'm now ready. Oh, are you now ready to march? Are you now ready to face that wall? Are you now ready to face the big walls? Are you now ready to march and keep your heart and mind on God? Are you now ready to march day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven? It may be months. It may be years, but you just keep walking that walk of faith. And one morning you'll walk up, or one night you'll look up, and the walls of Jericho in your life will be laid flat, because you are now ready woman of God. You are now ready man of God. I want to know, are you now ready to walk that walk of faith? Are you now ready to walk that talk and talk that talk of faith? You can't walk, go around talking negative and talking doubt and sowing discord and think God's going to bless you. You got to speak the Word of God. You can't, the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not part of his ways, but all his ways. You're unstable when you don't believe the Word. You're unstable when you doubt the Word. You're unstable when you won't receive the Word. You're unstable when you get hard-headed and people try to tell you right from wrong. And you hate the Word of God. And you despise the Word of God. And destruction comes upon those that turn their back on God. Not because God quit loving you, but because you refused to receive His hand of mercy. Only one person's going to send you to hell, and that's you yourself. It's your choice. I've told you many times, God has made us free moral agents. He's given us a choice to choose what we want to do. You can choose to drink. You can choose to do drugs. You can choose to be unfaithful. You can choose to lie. You can choose to be unholy. But you do not choose. You cannot choose the consequence that comes from the choices that you made. Some of you are sitting in a mess up to your eyes right now because you chose to do the wrong thing. You chose to be hateful. You chose to despise God. You chose to do the wrong thing, and now you're paying a price. Sin will take you further than you want to go. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will cost you more than you want to pay. Are you now ready to do right? How much more are you going to take? How much more are you going down that wrong road? Why don't you put the brakes on it right now and give your heart to Jesus and say, God, right now I'm now ready to receive Jesus as my Savior. And I want to be now ready to do your will, and now ready to walk in the paths of righteousness, and now ready to be faithful to serve you. Now ready, I want to be now ready. How about you? Paul said, I'm now ready. He was going to face death, but he went on to say that I kept, I fought a good fight, I finished my course. And I kept the faith, and there's stuff laid up for me. Let me tell you, when you're now ready, and you're now ready to depart, and you, when you fight a good fight, and you've kept your course, there's stuff laid up for you. Oh, hallelujah! I come by to tell you, I got stuff in heaven laid up for me. I got stuff that is awaiting on me. Jesus said, don't let your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. You got things laid up for you if you're now ready to serve God. Why don't you give Him a whole heart? I can't stand somebody to come to work and halfway do a job, halfway get it done, and then walk off unfinished. God don't want us to be that way. He wants us to be now ready to start, now ready to finish. finish. Now ready to keep the faith. Now ready to do the course. Stay on course. He said, I finished my course, not the course of the world. He didn't stay on the course one day and get off of it the next day. He said, I kept the course. I finished the course. I finished the course. I kept the faith. You got to keep your faith. You got to stay in the Word of God. You can't do it any other way. Paul said, I'm now ready. I'm now ready. I'm now ready. And then it goes on. I think about Joseph. How that he had a vision that one day God was going to make him a mighty man. And that God was going to, whatever position he had, that even his brothers and his father would bow before him. And when he had this vision and his dad had given him a coat of favor, a coat of many colors, his brothers got jealous of him and wanted to kill him and plotted to kill him. Let me tell you something. When you're now ready to receive a vision from God, don't think your brothers or your family or all your loved ones around you. I was listening to Jim Baker the other day, and some of you may know the history of Jim Baker and how that he went to prison and things were said against him and all this mess that went on. And he said when he went to prison, he said he told God, he said, God, I've lost all my friends. And he said God spoke to him and said, no, you're just going to find out who your real friends are. And that's where it is going to be, children. When you go through a time of testing and you go through a time of trial, people might leave you, people might walk away that you thought were your friends, but in the midst of the darkest hour, in the midst of the worst trial, you'll find out who your real friends are. Oh, hallelujah, you got to be now ready to stay. When Joseph come down to see about his brothers, they took and they ripped a coat off of him, but he was now ready. Even at that time, he stayed, and he kept his faith. They threw him in the pit, and they sought to kill him, but they pulled him out and sold him as a slave. Oh, it was a hard time in this life. And then the Bible says that he was sold in the house of a Potiphar and became a household slave. But even that time, the Bible says, and God was with him, and he was a prosperous man, even as a household slave. Why? Because he was now ready to hold on to his vision. Some of you, God has given you a vision. God has put a calling on your life. God is dealing with you right now. You wouldn't be listening to this broadcast, but you got to be now ready to step up to the plate. Now ready to get yourself to take measures in your hand and do what God has called you to do. You got to be now ready, now ready. And even when Potiphar's wife lied on him and accused him of rape and he was put into jail, the Bible says of all the years that he spent in prison, that God was with him and he was a prosperous man. I don't care where you're at when you're now ready. You can be in the darkest dungeon, but you still prosper. You can be in the deepest pit, but you can still prosper. People can be lying on you, but you can still prosper if you're now ready. Oh, I'm now ready to stand the pit. I'm now ready. Let me tell you, people might put you on a slave block and they might decide how much you're worth, but that don't amount to a hill of beans, as the old folks used to say. My God sent his only begotten son, and he paid a price on Calvary to redeem me and to pay for my sins, paid a high price for me. My worth is not in what man thinks of me. My worth is in my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm now ready to follow him. My eyes are on him. My love is in him. I'm now ready. And you can stand the pit. You can stand the slave block when people are trying to sell you off. Have you ever had anybody try to sell you out? Have you ever had anybody trade you off for what I call a better deal? Have you ever had anybody who you thought was your close friend leave you like rats on a sinking ship? But if you're now ready, it's not going to cause you to sink. If you're now ready, like Paul, when he was on that ship and it was going down, he told him to stay on board, don't jump ship. This thing is going to break up, but God's going to get us to shore. And because he was now ready to hear from God, it just like he said, everybody got to shore safe. And then when they got to the island, they came on, they had a revival. If you're now ready, God can take a worse storm that you've ever had and bring you through and give you revival. But you got to be now ready. Joseph down in prison stayed now ready. He kept his vision of God and he didn't turn his back on God. And one day, Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Listen to me, child. Weeping may be endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. My joy is Jesus. He's going to bring the light into where you're at. One morning, word was sent into the prison to bring Joseph out. Pharaoh had a dream, and they heard that he could interpret dreams. And from the prison house, he went to the palace. Why could God bring him to the place? When God put him over all the food in Egypt, and when the famine came, the 7 years of famine, he was able to save many lives, plus the lives of his own brethren that tried to do him in. How could he do that? He was now ready to hold on to his vision. He was now ready to hold on to his God. Through all kind of adversities, he held on to God's unchanging hand. I love that old hymn, says, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. God won't let you down and God won't forsake you. He held. I'm now ready. And I think about how when his brothers stood before him and they were revealed who he was, they were afraid because they knew of what they had done. But Joseph was now ready to forgive them. He was now ready to provide for him. He was now ready to send and bring his dad down to Egypt. He was now ready to load up wagons for him. When you have the love of God in you, even you can pray for your enemies and do good to them that evil mistreat you. Pray for them. And when God makes the door open for you, God will send you to the right place at the right time. But you got to be now ready. Paul said in 2 Timothy, Chapter 4, verse 6, for I'm now ready. I'm now ready to stand. I'm now ready to go. I'm now ready to do what God has called me to do. Can you say that? Let me explain something to you. A lot of times we just don't know how to pray. We got to pray that God will open doors for us. And then you got to pray that when he opens that door, you got to have boldness to go through it. And then you got to pray that the word of God will have its free course. See, you got to pray that nothing will bind the word of God. And you got to pray for protection and deliverance. You got to ask God to dispatch angels to protect you and deliver you. And you got to pray for the workers of the ministry that they'll be accepted by the believers. That when God sends a worker in your midst of the gospel, that the believers will get in behind them and help them and support them. And you got to pray for divine guidance and assistance. And in traveling, and you got to pray for God's timing. That's so important that you pray for God's timing. And then I have talked to so many people. I talked to a little preacher the other day. And he came to the altar and he said, I'm just tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired looking out over a congregation that won't be faithful to come. I'm tired. I'm getting tired of having night services and only one or two showing up. He said, I'm tired. But the Bible says don't get weary in well-doing. And you got to pray that God will refresh you. And that's what I'm praying now, that God will refresh me and God will refresh you. And that we can be now ready. Paul says, I'm now ready. I think about Daniel. When they told him it was against the law to pray, kind of like it is in our country. Thank God we got a leader now that's making more opportunities for the freedom of Christians. But there are people today that hate to hear you pray. And they are passed the law that you couldn't pray, but Daniel was now ready. He was now ready 3 times a day. He opened up his window and he looked toward Jerusalem, where the house of God once stood, and he prayed 3 times a day. And when they brought him down to the lion's den, he was now ready to go in the lion's den. You see, you can't go in the lion's den if you've not been now ready to pray. Some of you are facing the lion's den, but you've not been now ready to pray. You got to be now ready to pray. You got to be now ready to get in the Word. You got to be now ready to stand faithful. You got to be a now ready Christian. You can't back off. You can't stop. You can't quit. You can't give up. You got to be now ready. Now ready. Now ready to stand. And when they put him in the lion's den, the Bible said here, God has sent angels to shut the mouths of the lion. God will shut the mouths of the lion if you're now ready. If you've been now ready to pray, been now ready to face the lion's den. And when you go down there, you're now ready to look at the mighty angel of God. I've been around people that would try to destroy you. But when you walked in the midst, God would cause their plans against you to come to naught in confusion. You got to pray, and you got to be now ready to stand on the word of God. Paul said, I'm now ready. I'm now ready. I'm now ready. What are you ready for? Are you ready for heaven? Are you ready for hell? I told people many times, I tell them God has made us free moral agents. You choose to free to choose. You're free to choose the way you want to live. You can do drugs. You can drink. You choose to do this. You choose to do that. You choose, but you're not free to choose the consequence that goes with your choice. You're not free to choose the consequence that go to your choice. With your choices. You remember David when he looked at Bathsheba and he brought her in and lay with her and got her pregnant and what all the trouble that came in his life. God told him when he repented, God forgave him, but he said there's a consequence to your sin. See, there's always consequence to your sin. David and Bathsheba's baby died. The sword never left David's house. He had trouble with his children because let me tell you, the hand of sin will weaken the hand of correction. The hand of sin will weaken the hand of correction. But if you're now ready to turn your back, when evil comes up before your eyes, you got to turn from that evil. You got to be now ready to turn from evil. You got to be now ready to lay the sin down. You can't be part in the world and part out of the world. You can't be part doing drugs and part serving God. You can't be part drinking and part serving God. It don't work. You're either for God or you're against Him. It's no in-between ground. We're in a war right now, and it's no in-between ground. Let me tell you, let me explain something to you. The in-between ground is the most dangerous ground that you can ever get in, because the in-between ground, you're going to get fire from both sides. Did you hear what I said? Some of you are undecided, you're in-between. In-between in a war is the worst place you could be, because when you're in-between, you're going to receive fire from both sides. You better make up your mind that you're going to be now ready to get on God's side, because that's the winning side. You got to be now ready when the trumpet sounds. See, when the trumpet sounds and the bride of Christ, the church, the born-again believers are caught up, it's going to be in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. You're not going to have time to repent. You're not going to have time to get your heart right. You got to be now ready. Now ready. Now ready. I want to know today, are you now ready? Are you now ready? And then, in closing, I want to tell you about three men that were now ready. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They stood before a fiery furnace. And they had a choice. They had a choice. They could choose to bow down to the false god that had been made when the music played and their lives spired. Or they could choose to stand for God and not bow and be put in the fiery furnace. But they were now ready to make a stand, and they told the king, they said, listen, we're not careful to speak in this matter. We're not going to bow down to your false god. But we choose to stand for God, and if he delivers it, so be it. But if he don't, so be it. We choose to serve him. They were now ready to make a stand in the face of a fiery furnace. They could have inspired that furnace if they'd have been now ready to bend. And some of you, you're bound down to the wiles and the enemy of this world. And let me tell you, it's not going to come out good for you. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood their ground. They were now ready to stand. And when the king had the music played, and they did not bow down, and they were brought before the king and given another chance to bow down, they were now ready to make another stand. They wouldn't stand. They bound them up, and they threw them in a fiery furnace. And the king got up. He looked in the porthole, and he said, did we not throw in three? Behold, there's four men in there, and they're dancing, and the fire has no hurt on them. The fourth man showed up in the fire because they were now ready to make a stand for God. The fire didn't hurt or harm them because the Lord Jesus Christ showed up in that fire, and no fire had effect on them, and they were bought crawled out of that furnace and the only thing burnt off of them was the ropes that they had them bound with? Are you now ready to stand? Or are you just afraid of the fire? Are you afraid of, there's an old saying, if you don't like the heat, you're going to have to get out of the kitchen. I tell you, we're in the kitchen, family of God. This is battle time. This is war time. Are you now ready? Are you now ready to face the furnace? Are you now ready to face your angry brothers? Are you now ready to face the lion's den? Are you now ready to face that shipwreck? Are you now ready to go? If you do, I guarantee you it's a 100% victory. You say, what if I die? What are you going to challenge us or make us afraid of dying? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You got to always be now ready to go. Now ready. Paul said, I'm now ready. For I am now ready. I am now ready. I am now ready. The faith of God is built up in me. I know I've kept my course. I've kept the faith. I finished the course. It's laid up for me. Stuff, God has stuff laid up for me. And I want to go see what he has for me. One day I was leading singing of a church. And I love that song, Oh, I Want to See Him. Look upon his face. There to sing forever of his amazing grace. I love that old song. And I told the Lord in my heart, I just said, Lord, I want to see you. And the Lord spoke back into my spirit as plain as day. And he said, and Blondie, I want to see you too. I want the Lord to see me now ready. I want the Lord to hear me say, I'm now ready. I don't want to back off. I don't want to be fearful. I want to be now ready. And the only way we can do that is we've got to stay in the Word of God. And I want to stay in the Word of God. I want to stay faithful to Him. Stay close to the cross. You got to let the things of the world go. You got to choose. Remember what I told you. You have the right to choose what you want to do. But you don't have the right to choose the consequence of your choices. Make sure your choice is the right choice to make you ready to stand before your God, because every single one of us, every soul that's ever lived, one day will stand before the Lord God Almighty and to give an account of what they were ready for. You're either ready for heaven or you're ready for hell. The choice is yours. Make the right choice. Be now ready to serve God. Give Him your whole heart, your whole mind, your whole soul, strength, your whole being. Walk in faith and be now ready. Now ready when your soul is required of you. Some of you that I'm talking to, today may be the day that you go out into eternity. Are you now ready? Don't put it off. That is the most important decision that you'll ever make. Are you ready to meet your God? And if you're ready to meet Him, how will you stand? Will you stand covered with the blood of Jesus? Or will you stand covered in your sins? The choice is yours. The choice is yours, my friend. Be now ready to make a stand for God. Be now ready to serve Him. Be now ready to bless. Jesus loves you. He died for you. And He's given you a choice to receive Him today. Don't turn Him away. The greatest gift you'll ever receive is salvation. I pray you be now ready to receive it. In Jesus' name.